This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Big homies, I also got some special homies in the building. Lil Donald in here.
Lil Don.
Yeah. JoJo Alonzo in here.
Here.
Miss Kennard.
Hey, y'all.
Doctor.
Doctor. You didn't tell me that.
We just October 5th. I'm going to be Dr. Kennard.
Yeah.
Don't play with
it. We just did a whole radio and you didn't tell me
that. We didn't get to that.
Well, good. That's what this is for. Yeah, the radio just appetizer. That's why I drop it on Sunday. So tune in for everything else on Monday. And Big Bang. Finally, Big Bang.
I've been on Big Homie's house. Eh?
You've never been here.
Not even at the old studio?
No.
Damn, I went Hollywood on you.
Nah, yeah. I ain't never reached out. It was all
I've been
like
wanting to come on here. Yeah, I feel some type of way.
Yeah. No, you had
to come up for something special.
Yeah, you always will tell us though, like, man,
let me know.
I'm ready.
But it never got set up.
Yeah.
I'm about to do a Perspective Live.
Oh yeah, that's what I told.
I called him about it, and he said we're doing a 200, so that only makes sense.
Oh, yeah,
we bring you, and I asked her to come back. My most what do you call it?
Views.
Controversial.
Not views.
Oh,
controversial. Views. Most
controversial.
Views. Most everything.
Most viral.
Which on perspective.
Okay. It's crazy.
Oh yeah.
What make you so controversial?
Because I say the stuff that women are scared to say and men are scared to say. Uh-huh. And I don't really care. Like, women are out of line and men are out of line. So I'm the one that tell you on both sides of the story.
And you is the line.
I am the line. Let's draw.
This going to be very interesting.
It is. It is very interesting. So what part of you just makes things so controversial? You said you're an advocate for the men.
I am, because some of these women in Atlanta are just crazy.
Hold on.
Let's go.
I love my Atlanta girlies.
This is Gemini.
You hear me?
What's your sign as
I'm
me and
Capricorn.
Georgia?
A girl's girl. You hear me? But my girls have to pull it together.
Yeah.
Because men are not here to pay your back rent.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had that man over there sleeping with you and ain't left nothing on the dresser.
So what the man here for?
Not to pay your back rent.
He's
here to help you with what your ass should look like.
I'm asking, what is he here for?
We know what he's not here for. What is he here for?
He's here for a cute coin, right? But it's all about building.
I don't know what that means.
What the hell? You thought you were going to slip that in?
So let me tell you. Like, I just turned 40, right?
Who this for?
So at 40, you have to figure out. A man, if he only have money. I've been married 4 times. I've been married to every kind of man you can think of.
You a serial wife.
Yeah, because I'm going to throw you back and get me.
You're a serial divorcer.
Hold on, wait.
I'm still cute.
You're right. But who initiated these divorces?
Thank you.
Me.
All 4 of them?
Every last one.
Hold on, I'm about to add to that. I married the same guy twice.
You said this one out.
No, I'm just saying, statistically, that's what happens. Women initiate. Now go ahead, do what you got to do.
I'm listening.
You've been married 4 times.
Yes.
And you got divorced 4 times?
Yes.
4 for 4.
And you advocated for the men?
I'm on both sides. So I know where men go wrong at, and I know where women go wrong at.
Okay.
So women, I've been that girl, right, that got married because, this man got some money. And
got
that's
it.
The most miserable relationship you're going to ever be in.
Okay.
I have every Birkin. I got every diamond. I got $2 million in jewelry.
Hello.
And guess what? That house was sad. You hear me? Mm-hmm. It just wasn't cool. So I've also had the man that they say, get you a corporate man. I had the man that drilled for oil and all of that, make a few a few hundred thousand. All of the men are raggedy, but you got to pick the side that you want to be on. You can't just say, I'm going to be with this man for money. And then he going beating on you. He going sleeping with everybody, coming bringing babies into the house. And then you don't have anything of substance of your own.
So what side you picking? You said you've been with the one with the money.
I'm going to pick the one in the middle because I know how to
create.
What
do you look like?
I know how to create a table. So men always be like, what do women bring to the table? My first question is what kind of table is it?
Ooh.
Is it an IKEA table?
Oof.
Is it a Walmart table?
Oof.
Is it a table from France? What is it? Is it Bob the Builder over here?
You don't think it's a bullshit table in France? Tables in France now.
I'm just saying, we first have to identify the facts. And the facts is what kind of table is it?
Donald,
because I may not even want to sit there.
What you about to say?
See, I'm saying you like young nigga.
No, I don't do young nigga.
What's young?
No, Well, 39 to under. I
39?
Well, okay. Well, she's 40. You're 40.
I'm 40, so yeah. You can't be younger than me because y'all a little slow. And y'all a little high. And y'all on
damn,
perk.
We slow?
And y'all on, they a little slow.
I am not on perk.
The ones I have.
Nigga on the subject for themselves. I know they slow.
I'm not slow.
Not me.
I got mine together.
But guess what? There's always one or two of you, right? Mm-hmm. In that number. And everything that I talk about, there's always a few that's not a part of the majority.
No, for sure.
But the majority of these younger guys, they are celebrating being high. I'm not interested. I don't drink. I don't smoke. And I've never did in my whole life. So I'm not interested in somebody linked over.
Yeah, fact.
Like, you only got nothing in your brain.
That's real.
Like, you don't even have a GED, but you got lean and you got perk and you got all these things. And I don't judge people what they do. If that's what you want to do with your life, but you can't be a part of my life doing it.
Old niggas doing that, too.
But most of the older men.
The older niggas that doing that, them niggas either
burnt that.
They burnt. Or they cooked.
Like, see, what I'm trying to do right now is I'm trying to open up a like a tourist
attraction. That's a great idea.
Yeah, like I'm trying to buy some land and put four-wheeler park where, you know, you can come ride the four-wheeler.
But, see, but you a young nigga, so you can't.
I'm 33.
Right, so.
I'm going to bleep that out.
Bleep what out?
Nah, I ain't told nobody, but
you need to tell her.
But she pulled it out.
But she was just saying.
You feel me? She pulled it. She got power.
She manipulated you.
Tell him a business plan because she about her business. You feel me?
But guess what?
That's what young women don't be on.
But a lot of younger men, they start telling me that. They be like, nah, sis, you sleep because I'm doing this, and that, and I'm proud of you. But me and you on the two different levels in life.
Girl,
like we just two totally different humans. I'm building multi-million dollar houses. I don't want nobody with no starter plan. Because then that means I gotta help you get your shit together.
What's wrong?
I want to build a house too.
We've already identified you may be one of the few.
Yeah, that's
you
what
get
I say.
What I'm saying?
I like the money.
Everything that I'm saying, everybody don't fit into the box. I'm talking about the majority of the people that I meet in Atlanta that's younger than me. Not everybody. You may be a great person. I've never seen you in my whole life. I don't know who you are. You may be amazing, but the ones that I've ran across who think they're amazing because of this social media and because they may be a rapper or a producer or whoever it is, they don't really have nothing in their brain. Yeah, so thanks. Instagram and society has confused them into thinking that it's cool to be high. It's cool to just have jewelry and cars, but your children don't even have a trust fund. If somebody just died a couple days ago, their kids ain't got no trust fund, but they got jewelry and cars and everybody fighting. All the women want to post it all over the internet. Oh, I was with him. I was with him. 80 women with him, but he left you with nothing.
No, facts.
So, that don't make no sense.
The fact that you said... What you
about to say, Jojo?
This is what I was gonna say because this part I be confused as hell about the fact that dudes be saying that women ain't got nothing going for themselves, which is weird for me because I got a lot going for myself, but I can't find the perfect man for me. Like I got a lot going for myself. I'm not no bum. Like I got a job. I got a career. I got motion. _ JoJo Alonso. Fuck you talking about?
Said motion.
Motion.
So, you know, it's like, it's hard to be an advocate for men if every time you know you got something going on for yourself like me and I keep encountering men who ain't got shit going on or they may have it all going on. But since they got it going on, they don't know how to treat a woman. They don't know how to be monogamous. They don't know how to do this. They don't know how to
treat a woman, though. That's why, this is what I be trying to get back to. Like, I'm sorry, JoJo.
No, go
nothing
ahead.
Nothing to do with nobody. Like, but this is triggering shit to me. Like, do you want a man or do you want a puppet? What do you want? Do you want
a man or a puppet?
But
see, the problem with the world is,
that you made up in your mind.
No.
Right?
Most women want the men, not you. Mm-hmm. Most women want a man that's made up in their mind.
Right.
When you meet the nigga that fits all the criteria, but now he's not sensitive enough.
Right.
Or now he's not this, now he's not that.
Right.
I ain't gonna say real. Most women that's smart, mm-hmm. they know that they're gonna have to deal with something.
Right.
Absolutely.
And I was thinking about
that. But most of these women that these days who got their shit together feel like I ain't got to deal with nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's an idiot.
I say this. It was a show, TV show that I used to love and I used to watch. It was called Baggage. Y'all ever seen that TV show?
Yeah.
So they used to come with a suitcase and they used to open it.
And you had to figure out
which one. It was a piece of baggage in there. You had to choose which man with a baggage. Like one might say, I live with my mama. And then you get what I'm saying? Or,
but you had to choose which one that you were willing to deal with.
Based off their baggage. And I just feel like that everybody come with baggage.
But
I feel like what men lack it is understanding what women been through. You know, see, you're an advocate for men. I'm an advocate for women. You get what I'm saying?
See, I'm in the middle. You get what I'm saying? I'm in the middle.
No, for sure,
for sure. And it is because black men, I meet a lot of black men because I want to be with a black man. You get what I'm saying? So I'm going to say this for the people that I've dealt with. They cause trauma and then think you're supposed to be over it when they think you're supposed to be over it.
Yeah.
And so the betrayal, when I have been faithful to you and I have did everything you needed me to do in my relationships, I am going to do everything that that man need done. So then when you
another
go and betray me and a woman come and say, oh, I'm pregnant for your husband, what you gonna do about it? You get what I'm saying? It's just like, it's betrayal here because my trust factor is now broken. And now I have to grieve the betrayal and he wants you to be over it in a week. And then black men want to say you bitter, but no, I'm not bitter. I'm hurt a little bit. And you don't figure out how to fix the problem, or you don't want to fix the problem, because then you say, well, I paid a mortgage over here, I paid a light bill over here, so then you think it's okay to just hurt me. And that's when I get to getting on you. That's when I get
to. And I feel like what men fail with women is, like, if you get a package to your door that say fragile, you what's up, man? If you get a package to your dojo that say fragile, you're not just going to throw it down. So I feel like when I meet women, like, or I'm dealing with women, I just know, like, boy, she been through something, especially just seeing her life and what she been through. So now in my mind, like, I'm going to move a certain type of way. Like, I ain't finna hide my phone. Or, you get what I'm saying? Like, if she done been through that, all right, huh, both of them like this. You get what I'm saying? Or, like, I'm going to give you reassurance if I say, hey, I'm finna run to the gas station.
But then, let me say this.
And you traumatized.
Most women, when you do that, then you become the dude that they telling their friend, girl, it's just something about this nigga.
No,
nigga,
not like, all the time.
No. Most
not
of all, the time.
Listen,
I'm going to
tell you what I
they
deal
so
with.
They so traumatized and scarred up that
when you do it, you do it too much.
No, I'm going
to
tell you what.
When you start doing it right, you're doing too much.
They're addicted to toxic because that is what they have been through in every single relationship that I've been in. That's why I turned into the kind of woman that I am right now. I'm not worrying about what your penis been. Guess what? What are we doing? If we not making no money together, you can't even you can't even take me nowhere.
That's it right there.
Because all black, 90% of every black husband I know cheat on their wife. Mm. Everyone. And I may need to meet him. I don't know him though. I've never seen him. But guess what? He done cheated on some woman before. He may not cheat on his wife, but he done cheated on some woman before.
Accusations.
And caused some
Middle school, not grown up shit. Middle school, high school shit don't count.
But he's one of the few.
Yeah, you
got you've been married, you've cheated on your wife before, you have caused trauma to your wife. You seem like you real adult, right? But you have probably cheated on a girlfriend or something before, and they've caught you.
I would scream. I'm the man that got hurt.
You the one that's...
I'm the man that been cheated on. And
you going to keep getting cheated on.
No,
But let me tell you something. Every woman, like, bruh, reassuring a woman and giving her that comfortability, what I deal with is it drive them crazy. Like, it's like, this is something I never had before, so now I'm a maniac about it.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like...
So he might as well cheat? That what you about to say?
I ain't gonna say cheat. Just look at it for
what it is. That what you about to say?
Bruh, I'm
so I'm done with the trying to be in love thing. I want a business partner. I want somebody I can make money with and build something with.
I'll say the same thing. I feel like I'm done with love too. That shit.
Because when you looking for love in this generation,
I don't think people in this generation even knows what it's like. They don't want it.
All that shit part of it though. Like, it's a partnership. It's a business. Marriage is a business.
Marriage is a business.
I feel like you trying to love. I feel like most people trying to love people for who they see them as instead of who they.
Yeah, but who they want them to be.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the only dilemma.
You gotta learn.
That's not the only dilemma.
That's how you know people don't be interested in you, because they don't learn you though. Like, people don't. You don't meet a person and learn them. When people meet people, what they do? It's like a questionnaire. what happened in your last relationship? What's your favorite color?
Once I learn you off of energy, you off of energy, if I get with you, I can feel what kind of
you can feel like you
is. And also that's why, like you said something earlier about women saying, men saying, what do a woman bring to the table? I don't ask that because I'm gonna just watch. And if I'm talking to you, I already see what I like. I'm gonna see what you got, whatever you got going on in your life that I can benefit from through conversation. But what you bring to the table, I'm gonna see that shit.
My thing is I'm not even trying to ask that question, like what you bring to the table. That's
why would you be with somebody who you gotta ask that?
See. Most women can see because they can sniff through.
Yeah, they gonna know if you broke or not. They gonna know if you broke or not.
So you gonna see with a dude, you gonna damn near see what he bring to the table from the rip.
Yeah,
it's but listen, other conversation or.
See, men can get tricked, though.
Men can get tricked every day.
Yeah, women, you could think, man, I done been around some places. She got 7 million followers. She did. She
you looking at the wrong thing.
You go to the house. I'm just saying. You go to the house. That's a Shake Shack. Ain't nothing for a Thou Wow, Lil Bow Wow.
That man said a Shake Shack.
So you think some of this shit that's been going on, always been going on, like, let's say, the dynamics of a relationship, especially in the black community in the 70s and the 80s, it just seemed like there was more togetherness. Now, we know people was cheating and shit like that, but you think that social media just messed it up?
Everybody thinks that they have so many options. Everybody thinks they have better options.
That ain't what it is.
I think that's what it is. Let me tell you something. Back in the day, because my grandmother is 92, so she has always taught us like certain things. She could not even go to school at a certain point, so she had to keep my grandpa, my granddad. You get what I'm saying? And then when she was able to go to school, she had 6 kids. It's nowhere for her to go with them 6 kids. The men back in the day, they was cheating. They had babies across the street with the neighbor. But guess what? They was bringing that check every Friday to that household. And he was taking a few dollars and going share with all the rest of the little women that he decided to sleep with. That's what men did back then. They took care of their households, but the women just popping these babies out. My grandma said she wish she wouldn't have had all them kids because she would actually had her a life. So she always tell us, be something, do something. And that's part of the reason I'm about to be a doctor October 5th, because she always say, make sure you have something so your decision-making in a relationship is based on what you feel and not what you need. A lot of people are in relationships by what they need and not because they really happy or they really want to be in that person's life. It's about a light bill or a mortgage, or they want to get out that sugar shack because you got this nice watch on. They're going to trick you. They're going to try to sleep with you so that you can go and let them live with you. Because they living on an air mattress with 10 other women and they all got 50 million followers combined but ain't got no dollars.
Which is crazy because like that shit, like what you said, living with somebody that's paying your bills and you unhappy is not fun. Like, I don't understand why bitches do that.
Because what's the other option? Being homeless?
But to answer your question, Scream, I think what it is these days is people don't love anymore, first of all.
It ain't even that. I feel like people ain't giving it a chance to love.
Hold on, wait. But even when you give it a chance, I feel like a lot of times if something was to happen within the relationship and why, like, falls apart is because this person, the girl and the guy, are trying to prove to each other like, I don't fucking need you. I can go fuck off with somebody else. Mm-hmm. So you want to prove that point so bad.
That's it.
So you let them know like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't need you. Bye.
You hit the nail on the head with that. Everybody trying to big dog each other. And that's not how it's supposed to go. In this house, we are one. Even outside of this house, if I'm beefing with you, I'm not about to let this whole room know I'm beefing with you. I'm going to talk to you when we get home.
Yeah,
but people are not a team anymore. Nigga, I don't need you. I made a meal last week. And I used to do that to my last husband. I used to be like, nigga, I don't need you. What you, one time he didn't want to buy me something, I said, baby, swipe my motherfucking card.
So he didn't make as much as you?
No, he made way more than me, but he wanted to hold his money on top of my head.
Okay.
So what I did was made him pay for a bunch of college degrees for me, made him pay for a bunch of businesses for me so I can then be able to take care of myself. I wasn't always able to take care of myself. I met him when I was working at the strip club. So it was a situation where he bought this big old house. He bought these fancy cars. I couldn't afford none of that. So I'm sitting there quiet. I'm sitting there like,
I ain't never quiet.
Bitch, where you gonna go?
I don't give a fuck what you doing.
No, I ain't tricking. But then I said, oh, he playing in my face for real. I said, so since he wanna play in my face, let me get my shit together. And, because and, I'm not going to live in no apartment and I live in $1 million house. And I'm not gonna have no Maybach.
Where is that nigga that these women saying he don't they exist? Won't. Where is he?
Super he don't nigga. Exist.
Right here.
No. He do exist.
No, he
where?
Don't.
Where? Where? He exists.
Where?
If it
he married.
On,
who is he?
Hold
he
on.
Married
name
already.
One. Name one.
Name one what?
Name one of the niggas who you talking about. Name one.
I don't know who the fuck the nigga is.
I'm saying that's, name that one
she
in
just,
life.
She just answered just, it. She just answered it.
Hold up.
She don't know.
I don't know who the nigga
name
is.
Name one that you've seen on TV anywhere. A model of the nigga you talking about.
How I'm supposed to know what a nigga like on TV? How the hell I know how
I'm
he treat women?
Image.
Oh, like what he look like?
No.
Like
not
a character.
I'm like
a character.
Like how people like
this. Like this is the guy.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Let me think about
Uncle
that.
Phil. Don't exist.
I just want to know what he look know. Like. Who,
it's,
who is
but
it?
It's not a look.
I know, let
it's
me tell you this.
Not,
where is he?
But, he may not exist. Guess
he
what?
Don't.
I done been married a whole bunch of times, right? So at the end of the day, the nigga may not be real. I just don't do embarrassing. I can do bullshit.
Facts.
I don't do, but my marriage got motherfucking embarrassing. Ooh, so it was like, bitch, get the fuck up out of here because I was going to go to jail.
Hello.
And I'm not blowing this nigga brains out for fucking playing in my motherfucking face. Ooh. And he played in my face because he was rich as hell and he knew I liked my motherfucking money. I like my Birkins. I like my diamonds. And I still like them, but I'm able to get it on my motherfucking own now.
Let me ask y'all something. Women. Okay. If you got in a relationship, not saying you or her or anybody, if you got in a relationship with a guy off of status or what he can do, right? Mm-hmm. How could you be mad at what he do?
I'm not getting into a relationship
it's,
off
on,
of
hold
status.
Hold on.
But you
say,
mean a female
I'm
in
saying,
general?
Okay, so when you pursue a guy, what are you pursuing? Looks? Status? What are you pursuing?
Yeah, I'm pursuing his job.
Okay, damn. So that's the same thing.
I'm saying
it
that's what's gonna be first. Like, cause I have two kids. I want to make sure
so,
that you're gonna
but
have
that's realistic.
Hold on. You're not pursuing this guy. You're pursuing potential.
You're pursuing his finances.
No,
I don't keep it real.
No,
let her go ahead. Go ahead.
Because I don't know this nigga.
Ho.
But you just say you pursuing his job. That's his
what
finances.
What I'm saying is,
you got two kids.
That's
you want to make sure
that's,
you're over
what
here
you said,
with.
You said that's the bar. That's,
but what I'm
got,
saying
it,
is,
you need to have that.
You're
that's
saying like when I'm pursuing a nigga. You saying like when I first like encounter, like if I'm on Instagram and I'm like, oh.
When y'all first start dating, what do he has to have or be for you to take him serious? Is what I'm asking.
He has to have a career.
Okay. So,
that's his finances.
So
that
that's
equals
his
finances.
Okay.
He has to have a career.
So at the end of the day, this ain't built on nothing from the rip. And niggas know that.
No. Now
you're
I
not
gotta
understand. Please.
Let me ask you a question,
babe.
No,
most women are like that. And
no.
I asked my husband before we got a divorce, can we just have an open marriage?
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
You're not hearing what I'm saying.
No,
ahead.
I'm hearing what
you're
saying.
You're not hearing the question
I'm
asking.
But no, now I got to flip it.
Okay, go ahead.
To you.
Go ahead.
Now, when you pursuing a female, what are you?
Pussy.
He right. You right.
So that's
ain't
every female.
Every time
start,
I see a woman,
with pussy.
And the first thing
like,
I see is a beautiful woman I want to fuck.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing else.
Boom.
I don't know what it can lead
so
to.
So okay, nothing. Okay, exactly. So the same thing with me. I don't know what it's gonna lead to, but I know at the end of the day, I need to be sure that you're gonna be able to provide.
Okay,
for
let me say.
And you're looking at the girl like,
I
want to fuck you.
You're right. What you're saying?
Yes.
Now let me put yourself. Oh, let's change perspectives and get in different shoes. So if I'm a nigga knowing the only reason why she fuck with me is because I got paper.
Not
how
only
do
reason,
I respect this?
Not only reason.
That's the first reason.
That's not the only
the
reason.
One.
What
that's
I'm telling
the first
you,
one.
What else can I actually like
you? You can say daily attractive.
That
shit don't mean anything.
It
can be anything.
So what happened in the money run out?
Then everything.
You know
how many women get over niggas after they go broke?
No.
Bitch go through all type of shit. Soon the nigga money get, but she find the strength.
What y'all
doing? She get strong as a
bitch. Bitch find the strength. Am I tripping? Bitch find the strength. This shit low. But you can't do the same shit you
I'm
been doing.
Black woman. Money
low. Mm.
Well, let me say this. When my ex money ran low, I didn't back out on him because I had then saved all my money. So I made sure our bills were straight. I made sure nobody knew he didn't have no motherfucking money. And when he needed to borrow some, I had it. So that's the main reason why I had to get the fuck on.
Let me say some.
Go ahead.
No, because fuck that. All my niggas that I done been with been broke as fuck. All of them. I done held all my niggas down.
But
all of
but
them.
But you said something
down.
Different earlier, JoJo. That's all I'm saying.
Because
I'm
what
just
I'm saying,
she said
because
it
changed.
She said it changed.
It
probably
changed because she
did change a lot.
Exactly. Hear me out. Niggas ain't finna. You. It's like a woman will break her back for a nigga. Like, she will. And we're literally out here looking for certain men. We're out here looking for certain men who can do X, Y, and Z. You can have the broke nigga who ain't got no money, but he still don't know how to treat you. Or you can have the broke nigga who you're trying to pour into and try to get him to go and do more, have some ambition, but it don't work out because you don't have enough ambition. Okay, boom, now I gotta go to the next nigga. Now this nigga got a whole bunch of money. He's a good person, a good father, all these good qualities, but you might be doing some other shit that I don't like. You might be a fucking habitual
it
fucking
like
liar.
It sound like the 80-20 rule.
Habitual fucking cheater. Like, you got all this other shit that's going on.
So, but what are you willing to deal with from a man?
I'm willing to be financially secure and...
No, I'm saying the flaw. Because every man got flaw. Every woman... If I'm okay. around you every day, JoJo, you my girl, I find a flaw and you'll be like, I don't like this in this bitch.
Okay,
but
okay.
I fought with her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I fought with that. Over that. Mm-hmm. What are you willing to deal with? That's what women got
to
ask themselves.
I'm willing to deal with a man... fucking off, but being honest about it.
How do you be honest about that? If you ask me,
I don't know.
So hold on.
Okay,
so can you take honesty for real?
Question. Yeah. Okay. Let me tell you something.
The much shit is a nigga gonna do, you gonna be like, bro, goddamn, again.
She be like, okay.
So do I volunteer or will you?
That's what I'm saying. Your man come home.
He say,
babe, where you coming from? I'll just fuck a song.
My ex used to always tell me, right? Let me tell you what my relationship went wrong.
Don't tell me everything line by line.
He used to always tell me. What's I did some on? Bullshit now, and I'm like, nigga, let's hear it.
No. Okay, what if you get a nigga? Hold on, what if you get a nigga that just straight tell you, baby, it's me and you for life, woo,
but
I do.
But I'm fucking other bitches.
I do what I do.
Cool.
That's the end of it. Okay. I ain't finna come home and tell
and
you every time.
That's
don't want to be questioned about
it. That's
the end of it.
But
that's a woman.
But that's every nigga, though.
That's not every nigga.
Hold on. So you making a nigga lie. Some niggas, you making these niggas lie.
Why?
These niggas ain't as strong as a bank. They'll tell you straight up, hey, man, I got bitches, baby. Come on, bank. I'm a nigga that'll say that.
So,
like, what the fuck, bitch? That would be a sin if God put me here just for one bitch.
So
like Jesus.
This.
If Jesus was only here to bless one motherfucker, wouldn't that be wrong?
So, you ain't Jesus.
When you're chosen. When you're chosen. People better know when they're chosen.
So listen, though. Lordy. So what if a man...
There's a lot of women that are chosen as well, but
okay,
that's
baby,
why.
Don't be
chosen by the niggas. If a nigga want to put up with that, then cool.
So
those niggas ain't putting up with that.
I feel like this. What if he not... You don't feel it. Like, he doing his thing, but you don't feel it. So I always tell my homegirls, like... You complaining to this nigga. You arguing. Like, I got niggas who do that. Nigga, these niggas take care of their kids. Mm-hmm. They pay all. She got her own money. He still pay everything. Like, real niggas like me. I'm that type of nigga. But it's like, I'm dating you. You feel what I'm saying? We enjoying ourselves. We probably don't get in a relationship or whatever, but we just vibing. If I'm doing whatever I'm doing and you don't feel it, like, mm-hmm. it's not stopping me from paying your bills, taking care of you.
Us
it's not stopping
out.
Me from...
But I'm not embarrassing you.
Let me tell you, why do it matter?
Cheating is
don't.
A rich nigga sport.
Uh-huh. Ain't no bitches
and
coming
the more,
to you.
The more
bullshit.
Money you got, the more peace you got at your motherfucking house. Mm-hmm. My husband ain't have no motherfucking issue out of me. You hear me? I motherfucker wouldn't... Yep. I know he slept with every bitch in this motherfucking section, bitch. My ring 23 motherfucking carats.
No,
don't play with
do
me. My motherfucking house. But guess what he did? I knew what I signed up for
that's,
when I met him. I didn't
that's
meet
all
no
I'm saying,
lame
bro.
Ass
you gotta know what you're
nigga.
What nigga you thinking
knew,
you?
But let me tell you what a shit go wrong on? With you motherfuckers that got y'all shit together.
Let me ask
I
you this.
I bought my ex-husband a $300,000 car for his motherfucking birthday, and his side bitch posted the pictures on it all in the motherfucking car with her neck crooked to the motherfucking
see,
side.
I never had
nigga,
that issue.
You and that bitch got to go. And the bitch couldn't even buy you a motherfucking Ultima. And I meant cash you out on this motherfucking car.
Hey,
don't
listen,
play with me.
If you,
everybody gotta
if you
go.
Disrespect the crib, you is... You away from me, period.
That's why I had to go. My nigga probably was never faithful in 12 years. He ain't had that problem out of me until the motherfucking 8,000 bitches
me
sent me
this.
A picture of this side bitch
but
in
listen,
my motherfucking custom made.
It
could have
been a woman that was okay with that.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Not you. That. Don't
say
my shit.
Not you.
He used to have her in his shit and I was cool with that. I was cool with him having her in his shit. He always had his bitches in his shit.
Yeah.
Don't put the bitch in the shit. All right.
Fuck that nigga and that bitch was in
but
your
me
car.
But me and him cool though. That's my dog. I talked
solid.
To him earlier.
So my question, Bank, is
ding ding.
So you could be out here fucking these bitches, right? Like you in a guy, uh-huh. relationship, you're in one. Marriage, you love your wife. You fucking with these other bitches. Why? What does it do for you?
Why not?
That's not what I asked.
So can I answer?
Hold on. I'm gonna ask. We gonna go around.
Why not ain't a good enough answer.
Wait, hold on, because after you answer, I have a follow up question.
It's in a nigga nature.
It's in a nigga nature to do what?
Hold on. You gotta know what you got and allow that person to grow. You meet a nigga, this nigga, you met him and you liked him because he had bitches, and bitches liked him. Ho, you met him because he was a fly nigga. Ain't no fly nigga if he's straight, handle his business, he's a man, bitches on him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Especially that's in this city.
Yep.
So if you get one of them, you know what you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. It's the battle of the, it's the survival of the fittest.
Survival.
May the best
bitch
pussy
you better
win.
Try to be the favorite Damn. One.
Okay.
You so worried about being the only one first, and you ain't even a favorite
You
yet.
Ain't even a favorite. I
right,
agree.
But we not talking about that.
That's what I just told you.
We talking about why.
Why you want the bitches
what
anyway?
What do you get out of fucking with multiple bitches?
Every bitch, one bitch can't do everything for one nigga. Well, I wouldn't give a fuck with you.
What is it that...
This bitch might massage better than my wife.
Okay.
Okay. This bitch might be a gopher. Yeah. My wife mad by old shit. Mm-hmm. Nah, baby, I don't want to do it. She upset. She moving slow. This bitch poncho.
Okay.
It's just different shit you might get from bitches.
Oh,
man.
God.
I'm just being real.
No, it is. You being
it's
honest.
Different shit. Like, she not upset. I don't have to get no, yeah, I'm going to do it, but... Where were you? Where? I don't got to get out of it. It's just, okay. Mm-hmm. That's a difference, bro.
Yeah, no, for real.
I'm just being real with you.
I tell my homegirls, like, whatever you say you ain't going to do, somebody going to do. Like, so you can start a relationship with a woman and she can 5-course meal you. Like, I'm talking about you go over there, she cooking lamb chop with rice and, you know, all that. 6 months down the line, it's like, man, I don't feel like it. I'm feast of sandwiches or something.
She used to her game.
You know what I'm saying?
How does a woman feel special, like, if the nigga is fucking with other bitches? Like, how are...
I don't understand it. That's something that women have to dig into inside themselves and figure out.
Okay, I mean...
Men, that's not... That's
but not she's asking, what do men do to make a woman feel special if she got multiple bitches?
I've been in faithful relationships and not had
You should feel
bitches.
Special that this bitch got
but
a ducky
what
dog.
I'm saying
you know?
Is, what I'm saying is, when a man is invested in you, you got to find less to complain about. You feel what I'm saying? It's like women nowadays, they just find everything
hold
wrong.
Hold on, let me ask you something. If you had a man, right, mm-hmm. and he, whatever, he didn't need you. Mm-hmm. Like, at the end of the day, your husband, he needed you for love. He didn't need you. Mm-hmm. Everything you did for him was a gift. Cool, thank you, baby. Most of the time, a dude put himself in a position, a real man put himself in a situation where he don't need nobody.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So that's already and this is going to sound like some sergeant shit. That's already a plus on a nigga. Like, end of the day, if I lose you, bitch, I ain't losing it. But a bitch who say she love me. Mm-hmm. Say. Because mm-hmm. you can say anything. Because from the beginning, the first thing I met was what I can do for you. Mm-hmm. No matter however you look at it. You just asked me earlier. When we see women, we lusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When women see men, they see
security.
Thank you, brother. Yeah. So at the end of the day, when a nigga know that, that's hard to get that nigga. You have to damn near go to your grave trying to show this nigga you.
But I'm saying, but that's the same thing for women too. Like, that's why men spend so much money on a girl because
what you
she
mean?
Knows.
Who do that?
Hold on.
What's the same thing for women?
Like, what's the scenario you talking about?
The scenario is that like how he's like, how do you expect for a man to take you serious if he already knows that you want him for his money? And I said, well, it goes back to a woman. How is a woman supposed to take a man serious if she knows all he wants is this pussy? Which is why men be tricking off.
That ain't all I want. That ain't all I want. But I'm saying that's the only thing you got for me.
Exactly.
When I first meet you today.
And that's okay.
Pussy.
It's okay.
That's nothing else you got.
In your mind, you already
straight. That's nothing else you got that I need.
Okay.
Besides a nut.
Nothing else. And that's how females feel. Like,
the only thing I care about for me in the beginning is a bag.
So why are you mad that this nigga know this bag big enough for 2-3 bitches?
Because like you just said, that's not the only thing. So That's not the only thing.
What's
like,
the only, no.
No, that's
when
not
first
the
on- meet you, the only thing I want to do is get some pussy. Yep. Okay. I wouldn't give a fuck any nigga who's saying
that's
a
head difference.
He's lying. To any nigga like say he meet a bitch, he's way his intellect and all that.
To what he said, that is 100% of the approach. If I go to Lennox right now and I see a girl with a big fat ass, that's the, like, you may be a great person. You may have a doctorate. You may own 3 goddamn multi-million dollar companies. In that moment when I see you, you got a big fat ass and I want to fuck.
I want to see what that motherfucker
is. We'll get to that other shit then.
But we know this, guys. Thanks for letting us know.
And we know that. We know so how that. Do I take a bitch serious when
because
I know I can fall off?
She
hold on. Y'all gotta stop picking hustlers. A hustler know, I don't give a fuck if he hustling his business, whether he know this shit can go left. Mm-hmm. So this shit is contingent on his bag. So how the fuck I'm gonna take this bitch serious?
You like me because I can provide for you.
You just said how when you with somebody and you vibe with somebody, you can pick up on their vibes. You know what they really on. If I'm really fucking with a nigga and we hanging out, whatever, he got a bag and the only time we hanging out or he hit me up is when it's late at night or after the club or some shit like that. Like, nigga, I know what you want. You just want to fuck. And you just be like, all right, I'm good on you. You just make that decision. Like, rather you want to deal with shorty or not.
I think we're talking about two different things. What I'm saying is, mindset of men who have their shit together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's kind of fucked up to believe a woman in these days and time.
Okay, that's
true. You know
true.
What I'm saying? It's kind of fucked up. Like, Chantel, I've been dealing with her for 30 years. Mm-hmm. In this month, it's 30 years. I know she's seen nigga fucked up. Like, fucked up. I ain't gonna get that nowhere else. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even believe that it'll be that. So if she ever say, fuck me and leave me alone, I'll be single. Mm-hmm. Or get me some business, bitches. Mm-hmm. Some shit. We can get some money together.
So what does she do for you?
What you mean?
Like, I'm saying, like, what does she do for you as a man?
What does she do for me as a man?
Yeah. Because, like, yeah.
She give me everything.
Okay.
Like, that's the first time I ever felt love with this woman.
Okay.
I don't even know what love was.
Stuff like that, you can't even, like,
another
quantify.
Person.
No,
you can't
I know, but I just want to know.
Love. She give me love. She give me unconditional love.
And what does unconditional love look like?
Unconditional love look like, even I can't turn you against me.
Okay.
Even it's my actions can't turn
me
against you.
Yeah, it's not a condition.
It's no like, condition.
No matter what you do,
and
we
so
rocking out.
And so as a man, do you think that every man, that they want that?
That's what they want. Yeah. That's the ultimate goal. But niggas know, like I'm trying to tell you, the mindset of in this day and time, this grown, I got that shit as a kid. Mm-hmm. So that shit embedded in me like me, my mama. Mm-hmm. In this day and time, if I would have met her, she could have had that same unconditional love. But bitch, I don't want to hear that.
Yeah. But it's the time in which you met her. In 2024, Bank is together. Bank has radio shows, different things like that. Everybody is coming because they think they can get something
from
you.
That's what I'm trying to get her to say.
You met your wife when y'all probably both didn't have nothing.
16.
So all she could do was love you. That's all this could be is love.
Thank you.
In 2024, we're all adults.
Thank you.
We cannot go into anything
that
all we got is love. That's not sustainable.
That ain't enough.
See,
that ain't enough.
That's not enough.
My grandma and my granddaddy, right? My granddaddy will do something. And my grandma, and no matter how she felt when he walked in that house, she still ran that bad water. She still took care of him. And I
nah,
seen,
they gone, boy. That's gone.
You know what
either.
I'm saying? I don't see
no,
that no more.
No, we run bath water, and I put your dry towel
saying,
in,
but you,
in a dryer
but you a
so
vet,
that you
though.
Can
yeah,
have
you're
a long
vet.
Time
but we
when
talk
you
about
get out the shower.
In our generation, they're not doing
together,
that. There ain't no sticking it out through nothing. There ain't no going through this.
And Blair, we got a clip that's going viral. She said, why do men stay when they unhappy, right? Because women in relationship for happiness, men not. Men in relationship could diss minds. She didn't understand what I was saying when I was saying this mine. She didn't get it. Like, this my person. So whatever come with this. It's just like a friend, a real true friend. Like, bro, whatever, you wrong, you right. You right, you wrong, we gonna fix it. My mama, I can't unlove my mama. I can't unlove my dad. I don't give a fuck what they did. I can't do that. So when you got that type of love from a female, it's the same thing.
Now,
people don't, that's why I said people not giving them a chance. Like, how the fuck can I trust you if I ain't never took you through that? You think you finna be my bride or die bitch, bitch, and I don't know you'll stay down?
And you ain't,
if I
you
hurt
ain't
your feeling, bitch,
that.
Fuck you. I ain't took you through that. I ain't been broke. I ain't been to jail. I ain't been nothing. I don't even know
but
what I got.
But a lot of women are not gonna, if you get a divorce, you probably won't, right? But if you meet somebody now, they ain't gonna go through that. You a different kind of man.
Oh, yeah.
You probably ain't gonna ever be broke.
I would
never
go
back to jail.
I would never go get with another woman, ever. That's over with.
So it's you want to be by yourself?
Yes.
But that's what love is. When you find your person.
That's what I meant right now.
When you find your person, it's hard to, it's real easy to look over the little small shit that would have turned you off somebody else.
I have bitches. For sure. Like, I like her, but yeah, I can't.
Like, have fun.
How you can do that? Because I wouldn't be doing that but lying.
I don't like the fact that, like, I'm with a nigga, but he like other bitches. I'm too jealous for that
shit. Well, you need to get a girl.
I be ready to smack
just need to get a girl. That shit over with, bro. That shit's over with. You need to move to
Kansas.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
You like another girl, but I'm just saying.
There's not a nigga in the world that don't
like
her.
If you like another nigga, you better to knock that nigga head off his shoulders.
But he better be smart about it.
He don't like another girl.
We take respect. One thing I know is women's are more way slicker than men.
Hello, I'm Jojo, talking about
hold up. All the shit that I've done in life, I'm not going to say that this woman has never did nothing. I don't know. And I highly, probably, she probably have. But guess what? All I need is respect. We take respect over anything.
Facts.
Yeah. I ain't never seen a nigga call her phone. I ain't never seen a nigga say nothing. I ain't never nothing. That's good enough for me. She could be fucking Bob Joe at her job. They could have a whole relationship. I don't know. It's not my business. I don't know about it. Nobody else don't know about it. That's respect.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. Respect. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Why do men not do that on the other
but
side?
But that's what I was saying.
Why
earlier?
Do men long as you disrespect their household?
And it
think
don't really
it's
be
okay.
Disrespectful. Niggas just stupid.
Niggas, no, no, I'm gonna tell you,
niggas don't be
trying to
be disrespectful. Niggas just stupid.
Niggas get sloppy too.
Man, listen.
See me. I look at a woman and it's like certain females, rappers or whoever come and try to talk to me, right? I see how you move on the internet. I would never talk to you because I know if I'm talking to anybody else, you got the chance. You can ruin this. You feel what I'm saying? Because you messy. So it's certain women I won't even touch just based off how I have a conversation with you.
All these bitches going. You feel right situation.
Not, it ain't even about how they going.
I'm telling you.
What I'm saying.
Most women just don't know how they going. The right situation they all going, man.
The right financial situation.
What he's saying is, I won't affiliate myself with them because I know what they come with. It's like this TV star female and I see her on Love and Hip Hop being messy. Like, I wouldn't deal with you. I wouldn't even hit you. I wouldn't even nothing.
I agree.
Because I don't want that type of energy. Like, I don't want that around me. Because I know you'll
do anything.
You'll record me while I'm sleeping.
You'll do anything.
Post it on your story or your close friend. Like, them type of women. Like, I'm not going to deal with you. Because I don't want, even if I'm talking to somebody and I run into that, and I see that, I wouldn't mess with it.
Man,
because
my grandma
it's like,
told me
no matter
shit,
how fine you
ago.
Is.
My grandma told me this shit a long time ago, right? I'm just scarred. Because, like I said, I came in the real scarred. My mama, my whole name, my whole family and another nigga name. This ain't even my daddy. I came in the world knowing that these bitches ain't nothing. Shouts out to my mama. I did. I'm just being real, so it is what it is.
It's
like my grandma told me this shit a long time ago. You can see women. Like, I done seen women cry. Tears. Hang up the phone and suck a dick.
Yep. Boy.
I've seen that. Like, you just... Bitch, I would have believed those tears if you ain't finna do this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My grandma said plenty of times, bro, you ride down the street, see dogs stuck together fucking. You don't never see cats fucking, but they have all them kittens. You've never seen a cat fuck. We see dogs stuck together humping. When them cat be fucking? That them women. You ain't gonna see it.
Damn, that's crazy.
Only time you see a woman fuck when she done gave up on you. Only time a woman,
she gonna
catch a woman.
She gonna try to put it in your face.
Only time you catch a woman is when she done gave up.
She wanna hurt you. Yeah.
She done gave up. Other than that, bro, you ain't catching them.
Unless
she
go through the phone, nigga.
Because it don't make no sense. Like, a woman is still not gonna mess up her security blanket.
Thank you.
When me and you was talking on the show, I was like, yeah, I knew certain people did this who I was married to. But guess what? I had my little lame nigga on the side, too. While my husband out... at the strip club, throwing his goddamn money in the air. I'm sitting at the goddamn picnic
legs
at the park
the
with the nigga holding hands, and this nigga ain't even trying to fuck on me.
But a lot of niggas want
to be
little
dumb.
He want to be little dumb. Hey,
See, that was your role.
You got to miss
your role. You got to make a screw. You miss a screw. Now, I love women, and I provide and protect and all that.
You ain't warming shit up.
But you ain't playing with me ever. I don't
but
go
no,
for
but
none
it's
of that.
Some of them that'll be like they gonna take you on two or three dates before they try to sleep with you. They gonna try to wine and dine you before they try to. And I already know the game.
Cause he already fucking somebody else.
I'm getting up out of there as soon as I gotta sleep with you because I gotta go sleep with him. If I'm
do
vagina don't work like that. It's doing one that entry
he,
person at a time.
He doing that because he already fucking somebody else. He ain't got ain't no pressure on you. I can take you on a date.
It
I
might
can
not be.
That shit you be doing, Kodak.
But that's cool because
I'm already fucking somebody. I can
and
go,
you taking bitch on a date. You spending your money. See, that's tricking.
That's not tricking, nigga. I wanted to eat.
Kodak likes to trick, though.
How the fuck is that trick?
I ain't taking no bitch to eat.
It's okay, though.
How the fuck is that?
Hold on, I'm gonna side with you on something, right? Hold on, wait, everybody, I'm gonna side with you on something. Hold on, go ahead. Admit that you are a trick. I'm not a trick. Listen, I can go out. Tell the truth, Shane. Let me tell you how it is.
I can go out on a date with a chick, with a new chick, just met. Cool, we go out to Juicy Crab, boom. You
juicy
have fun.
Crab, you love Juicy. You I love Juicy Crab. Crab. Every
I
time
love
Juicy
Crab.
Crab.
But I can leave there and fuck somebody else who I've been fucking. I'm
you, still tricking. That's nothing.
No,
so, so you don't you don't fatten this hoe up for
see
another nigga.
I'll be back. I'm not even gonna entertain a woman that look at shit like that like a free date, cause bitch, was you not
you know a lot of y'all will date for food.
I know that. Oh, but I don't date women like that.
I ain't really hungry right now. Y'all give me a to-go box. Oh, I bet you won't go nowhere else. This shit, this your last dinner. Yeah. Talking about you ain't hungry. You gonna eat when you get home. All right, bet.
Hold on, you had a bitch put her...
I didn't went on a date and she done got a to-go box. And
for
was
her
like,
nigga?
No. She would,
it
she,
was for her nigga.
She just didn't... Nah, she was gonna eat that. Yeah, that was a good plate. I swear to you.
She gonna eat with the niggas.
Yeah, she probably get him some of the noodles or something. But she gonna eat
that. I got you some dinner. Yeah, yeah.
Nah, it's a cold game.
How do you trust that though in this day and time?
Trust what? What's a woman like that?
They all look the same.
Don't trust
all women look
though.
The same.
No, you want to know something that pisses me off because
what
I
pisses
get,
you off, Jojo?
I get put into this category like I'm a bitch who ain't shit and I don't like that because I feel like niggas look at me and get scared and think, oh, she finna do some extra shit. She gonna be on some crazy shit.
You know I know you right.
Yeah.
So I know you.
So it, do you think you traumatized?
I am. I'm more so traumatized because like I don't like being lied to, because like if you lie to me,
but you be lying.
I don't lie.
But see, Bank, this so
they
when
know
listen,
they
Bank,
lies is lies.
Listen, Bank. So listen,
no, I don't be lying.
So this is what happened with a lot of relationships with men dating women in this day and age, right? She traumatized, right? I meet her and I'm reassurance. I'm pouring love into her. I'm taking her out. I'm spending my money. We enjoying each other. We having sex, whatever. Listen, watch this. That ain't gonna never be enough. You
gotta get somebody that can heal themselves.
You gotta heal.
I went to therapy
be
for
3 years.
I'm still traumatized from what?
No, that shit
I'm
do
saying
work.
This niggas like
that
work
shit
when
work.
You apply shit. So now,
but
when
I'm saying like
a certain type of way you look like
that shit work. And guess what? Some shit about a man just ain't my damn business. I ain't asking you where you been at all day, nigga. I been at work. So see the type of relationship I'm gonna have somebody that we gonna get us some money together. We gonna fuck. We gonna do all this different weird ass shit you wanna do. We gonna go out of town, but we gonna ultimately get us some money together. And if we fall in love, we fall in love. But I don't need a nigga to be in love with me. I need a nigga to want me to be okay in life.
Those are two different things.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't need, because a nigga that wants you to be okay in life, you ain't never gonna put me to the wayside. You ain't never gonna jeopardize our relationship. You not gonna want to date no nigga that ain't taking care of no matter what. So what's the problem?
What's the issue? Like, what is the issue?
The issue is when you get with niggas, they lie to manipulate
you. Could it be
you?
Could it be you?
It can't be all.
Oh, could it be me?
Could it be you?
I don't know. Then you ask that question, like, what's going on? Is it me?
That's what we have to do. We got to look in the mirror before we first.
That shit, like
I'm not saying it's you, but could it be?
I'm saying in general, if you're going to move forward and you're going to get in a relationship or whatever the case may be, you got to clear that head and that heart before that shit ain't never gonna work.
Yeah, because he already guilty.
That shit ain't
so
never
you mean
gonna
he's
work.
Guilty already.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. Like, Yeah, I ain't been in a relationship.
See, that's my, but if you date, if so you dating a nigga, if you dating a nigga, you already a nigga can wear the same cologne as a nigga who hurt you, and you like he'll fuck nigga.
No, I don't. I don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like he can smell like the nigga. Like,
see, I don't judge nobody based on what me has either. Happened my to previous me relationship, in my past. But I used to, but I just don't do that anymore. But I don't look at relationships like I want to be all in love. I want somebody that is gonna match the energy that I have, and I'm a whole vibe.
You're a mirror, though. You're so, a Gemini. That's
but,
why.
But so when men get around me, even my homeboys, they just like to hang around me because I be chilling.
Same.
So you gotta be a female that's just cool to be around. Mm-hmm. And that's when the men come back. All my relationships, even like my last two marriages, they was all like, I was supposed to be a one night stand, but I was so cool and I kicked it. They was like, I just miss her energy.
No,
so
thanks.
I end up being with people because they like to be around me. Because, yeah, I like the little bag or shoe or whatever, but I'm talking about some real shit.
Some
like, nigga, where we
shit.
Going in life? Mm-hmm. And I'm not causing you no problems. Like, when you come in the house, I can look at you and see what you need. Babe, you know what? You look like you need a meal. Let me cook you some. Or, babe, let me go run you a bath. I'm gonna put some Epsom salt in there. Or, babe, go take you a shower. I'm gonna lay you out some clothes and let me put your towel in a dryer. So when you get out the shower, you wrapping yourself up in something warm. And let me put your lotion on, nigga.
Man,
when you wake up in the morning,
sound like a motherfucking fairy tale.
Oh my god, damn! A towel in the dryer, nigga.
Sound like. It don't even sound real.
Why
in
you think
situation.
I didn't have four husbands though? Because I'm gonna wind
I'm
your
not,
ass to
I'm
death.
I'm not putting
you
no fucking
me?
Lotion on you.
I'm brushing your teeth, nigga.
You see,
I'm
she
putting
up,
your
she
lotion
up for
on
you.
I'm
motherfucking.
You heard what she said?
She up for
she
husbands on you.
But let me tell
you, what makes women think
no,
that they just guilty
why,
niggas, man?
JoJo, but let me tell you why though. Every single man. Every single man, once you do that for them,
the
you don't gotta ask them for nothing. It ain't a bitch like me in the world. You hear me? Once I do this shit so hold many up, months, the niggas is coming with all their money. They investing in every motherfucking idea that I got. And I'm cool to kick it with in a strip club. I'm a shake up, touch a bitch ass right with you. Look, babe, look at that ass. You get what I'm saying?
But you
want to
know something?
Like,
all that you just said, that you doing for this nigga, this lotion and this bath and this hot towel, and then nigga, and you're not with the nigga.
Because
that's
the nigga,
right.
She
because,
left him.
No, no,
but, he would have never left her.
But
he would have never left her.
Me. But what I'm telling you,
but it goes
hold
back
on,
to what Bank
is
saying.
I'm telling you
they
is,
all cheating.
But
yeah,
what I'm telling you is.
They all cheating.
You did all that, and it wasn't enough.
It
but,
was.
But it was
it
enough.
Wasn't enough for her.
It
she
wasn't
left.
Enough for her. She
but, you're not understanding.
What I'm
that
saying
was
is,
more than enough
no,
for
no,
the
no,
nigga.
No, it wasn't. Because if it was.
It didn't stop him from doing
it. Was,
it didn't stop him from being a man. He's a man.
It didn't stop him
he's
from
a man.
She literally just
but,
said that she
no,
would deal with a nigga.
That's the type of nigga she picked. She didn't pick a nigga like
she
who finna date
she
no
would
nigga
deal,
like
she said she would deal with a nigga who
but
she,
that ain't finna change a nigga like though. She didn't, that shit ain't finna change no nigga, man. She met a nigga who would that count a nigga.
Oh, okay.
What are you talking about? How,
that
she
that
knew what
she
a nigga who that
always,
count a nigga, he gonna be different.
When we got
that
together,
never happened.
Okay, so at the end of the day, none of that shit matters. All
it
that,
do matter.
It
why?
Do matter.
He sick somewhere.
But let me tell you something.
He hurt.
Who
does,
let
he
me
hurt.
Tell you something, JoJo.
Who
and
gives
I'm
a
not,
fuck about
I'm
nigga
saying,
being sick?
I'm not saying
I'm
the greatest
you,
motherfucker in the world. You hear what I'm saying? My ex-husband called me damn near every motherfucking week trying to get with me. Every week. This I talked to that motherfucker today. He like, Nell, ain't nobody like you,
but
dog.
What you get
guess
from
what?
That?
He don't.
What you get from
I
that?
I don't get anything from it because I don't want him no more. But let me tell you something. That nigga changed my whole motherfucking life. I'm that bitch in real life, off the internet and all that shit. You can't. He know who I was married to. Let me tell you something. That nigga put my motherfucking life together.
Hello.
So with him or without him, I'm good as a motherfucker. So when a new nigga come, you pulling up to $1 million house that I live in by my motherfucking self. Plus I own a condo. Plus I have multiple businesses. Plus I own commercial property and residential property. And if I ever go broke, I got $2 million in jewelry that this nigga done bought. I got 100 Birkin bags. I got everything in the motherfucking world. That nigga put my motherfucking life together. So I'm gonna rub his motherfucking back. I told him the other day, if the bitch got you fucked, he was like, man, I had to go to the spa because my back hurt. Baby, I'm gonna come rub your back next week. I'm busy this week because I got a date with a new nigga that I'm trying to grab onto. But next week, if the bitch you got ain't right, I'm coming because that motherfucking nigga changed my life. So no, we not together because he played in my face too hard. Mm-hmm. So there's limits to me and my capabilities. I would have never had $300,000 if he didn't pay all my motherfucking bills for 12 years. I would have never had that. I met him, I was a waitress in school to be an accountant. accountant. I was still cool for where I was at in life. I was 20 something, but that nigga showed up in my motherfucking life. Anything that I ever thought of, any idea, even when the business didn't go right, he was like, Nell, don't worry about it.
I'ma
put it on for you.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'ma always respect a nigga like that. He did too much. But I'm cool with men doing what they want to do because, shit, I ain't never been faithful to a nigga yet.
Hello.
I ain't never been faithful to a nigga.
Sprinkle.
You the only woman going to say that, though.
Out loud.
Yeah, you the only woman going to say that out loud.
So I want a motherfucking teammate like, look, nigga, we going to use some condoms around here. We ain't going to bring no diseases and no babies around here. We going to go get us some money. Let's take us some trips. Let's build our motherfucking retirement up. That's what I'm on. And if a nigga ain't on that, he got to go.
All right, boom. So what I'm saying is, you're saying that it matters because now the nigga is sick because he lost a good woman.
It matters to him.
It matters to him. Like, why does it? Why should I care about what matters?
You care.
No. What
I'm saying, what she tried to do is get the man to feel her, and that worked. No matter what, you're not going to change him.
Get him to feel her in what way?
Get him to love her unconditionally. He do. I believe, bro, love her unconditionally.
Okay,
regardless of what. I believe that. 100%. She moved and did this, and he still a come
back. Hold on,
let me break it down to you, Joe. You asked me a question. Yeah, this is my man.
Okay, so.
He's a regular nigga. He's a nigga, not regular nigga, but a nigga.
Right.
A man. He's a man. He's a man. I can't say what he like to do. He's a man. So at the end of the day, but a nigga, no. That's just like right now. I say, I would never get into another relationship if Shante was to say, I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm.
She walking away with my heart.
Right.
She already did everything that another motherfucker can never do. Ain't, I ain't even going to let you do it. That's just like me trying to find another Dave.
But what does...
I can never have another friend like that. Right. I can have friends, but I can never have another friend like Dave.
Right.
It's the same thing. See... That's the difference. Some people don't know what that shit feel like.
Yeah.
And for a man, that shit is different.
Okay.
Ain't nothing you can do, nothing that nobody can do, even if I'm out here every night or every other night getting my dick sucked. That shit still don't add up to that. It's just a feeling.
That's why
so,
I niggas
should fuck with you.
I got to know this. My bad. Real quick. What you think? Well, what you think it looked like? I think I know what you're going to say. But what you think it looked like if you would have met Shante 10 years later, being that she is the one, do you think there'll be any similarity? Do you think you still could have fell in love with her? Y'all met at 16, right?
We can't rewrite history.
But I'm saying
it is what it is. It had to happen right then and there for this to be.
But
this.
You don't think 30-year-old Bank could have still fell in love
Bank
with Shante?
But
30-year-old Bank needed Shante early in the life.
Yes, bro.
Gotcha.
16, exactly, bro.
That's part of your story.
Like, I didn't even know. Like, I was just been wilding. I wouldn't, like, certain shit I was doing coming up in the streets and, you know what I'm saying, drinking lean, she'll just straight bring you a lane. Like, come on now, this my bitch is my OG.
Mm.
Like, she checked that shit. Like, that's lame. That's why I could never do that lame.
And that's caring that's, about you, though. That's
no, I'm just saying, streetwise, anything, like, they trying you, babe. They playing with your money. Like that. Like, we sussing and brother. Like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, even most of the times, I'm not trying to hear it in your face, but I'm applying it.
Right.
Because I already know it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a man, so I don't want you to know that you really got down running my shit.
Yeah, right.
I let you say it and be like,
that be what
and,
we do.
And leave out the house and apply it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because women run shit for real. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, like, most women has never been that for a man. So they would never be able to feel what I'm talking about. Because they ain't even allowed it.
Because they saying what they
want. The first little shit that don't go right for their friends, their family, or what they think in their fairy tale mind, they out. Mm-hmm. So it ain't gonna never be shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're gonna go through the same shit with 100 niggas instead of going through the same shit with the same nigga for 10 different times. Well, yeah. That's what it is.
See, I'm gonna tell you. Oh, go ahead.
I just hosted this shit, bro, for my nigga Stone called Wine Down Wednesday, bro. I was asking ladies in the crowd, you seen 47, 67, because those women were stuck saying that they gonna find this dude that don't exist.
Mm-hmm. And
so they going on girls trip to their 90. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's just the internet makes it worse because people can reach out and they can see this and all that and take the picture like you said. But this shit has been going on for centuries.
Mm.
Whatever has been going on with men and women has been going on for centuries. We not just starting. It's just it's elevated because you can see it on the internet.
Yeah.
Nah, facts. It's been going on forever.
Mm-hmm. My relationship played out on the internet. I would have never left him if it didn't hit the internet. Because then I was embarrassed. And I was super embarrassed.
Thank you
it
for
was
saying
everywhere.
That,
it was everywhere. If we would have never had Instagram, I would have still been with that last one.
Mm-hmm.
And because it played out so hard, I had got 2,000 text messages from different people. I have 100 and some thousand followers on one page, then another 100 and something on a couple other pages. Everybody knew that this was my husband because he was always on my page. Everybody knew it was the car because it had went viral. So I was so embarrassed. Like, everywhere I went, people was like, damn, what you gonna do about your husband? And that girl in that car, like, it was just overwhelming that I couldn't even function no more as a human. And so when it got to that point, I had to go. I would have never left that man. We would have been a situation, because we were. Like, when shit didn't go right in his life, I saved my money. I'm going to the mall. I'm going to be fly. I'm going to do what I do. You get what I'm saying? But I'm saving my money, too, because just in case we have a rainy day, I need to be able to pick him up.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel good knowing that he's sick at night?
Yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
Because he was so hard.
You'll get some time to go back, though. Well, you're supposed to, though. You'll get time to go back. Fifth with him.
No, I'm done with that.
You should.
I'm done with that.
But, he said, I'm done with that one.
No, I'm done with that.
Man, I just talked to bro. He said he's going to get baptized and everything. He ready.
No, I talked to him today. He was like, come with me. No.
Come get some money.
No. You can't trick me like that no more. But we already got married twice, so I already went back. I already got tricked. I just evolved as a person, and I don't want nobody that's going to play that hard. He's still a whore. He just had two babies in a year. You get what I'm saying? He got all kind of stuff going on. He's still the same man, and I'm not necessarily the same girl. Because when I met him, I ain't have a whole lot. So he changed my life, but now I'm used to this shit.
Let me ask you something. If he found the woman that you seen was of status, like, yeah, she the one for him, would you be upset? Tell the truth.
Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about him. He need a woman. He's skinnier now. I seen him. I'm like, nigga.
Damn, he not eating?
He need a woman because, let me tell you, I pray.
That nurturing, that kill you something into your body, boy.
One of my prayers is that he find a woman that did half of the stuff I did for him. I pray for him every night.
So if he put a woman on his story, getting that towel out to dry and shit.
He gonna teach you that.
But you be mad as hell.
No, he gonna teach you to it. Bitches don't do that.
But why, nigga,
how do you know?
I know.
He may find that one.
So you go to the wedding, give him your blessing and everything.
Hell yeah. Let me tell you why that man changed my whole life,
nah,
y'all.
I respect that.
It is not a thing that I don't feel no ill will toward him. That man elevated me as a human. I would never have enough appreciation for him. And I used to stay because I felt like that. I don't gotta be with you just because I love you and just because I appreciate you. But if I don't know what life would have been like if that man didn't believe in me how he believed in me. So no, we cannot be together, but I wish him all the best. Yeah, and I can't wait for him to get somebody that got 25% of the love I have for him. I'll tell y'all a quick story.
How much money he got? What's his Instagram?
Nah, I ain't giving you my let me tell you a story. We didn't talk for 2 years because we've been getting a divorce for 3 years. We just got a divorce in February of this year. We broke up in 2021. He had a heart attack last year. We hadn't even seen each other. I found that nigga in a hospital. When I heard that, my lawyer said, you can't get a divorce tomorrow because he in the hospital. I said, oh, no, bitch. This bitch ain't dying. We was beefing. You hear me? Beefed out because his lawyers was trying to take all my properties, all my shit, all my companies
and
everything.
The stuff he helped me get.
But I was willing to give him half. The bitch wanted me to pay $52,000 a month in spousal support. They had me fucked up.
Why not?
What for what? He rich. That nigga ain't broke. He still got his bag over there.
Support
last
your
time
spouse.
That ain't my nigga no more. I'm getting a new nigga with another bag. But no, let me tell you how much I care about him as a human. My lawyer was like, no, don't go. I went and sat in the hospital with that man till he got out. I said, all your bitches can come up here. No, it wasn't about that. It was they didn't know if he was going to walk right. They didn't know. I said, I'm taking care of him.
Oh, you was,
so when the doctors came in, what do he need? What needs to happen? But I was going to genuinely stop everything I did in my life to take care of him. And when I did that, though, because we hadn't seen each other for 2 whole years, when I did that, he went to court the next week and said, that's really all her shit. I'm just fucking with her. all that stuff she got for her birthday, she got for this, because he was like, he didn't know if I still loved him. But when I showed up to that hospital and made sure everything was right after not seeing him for 2 years, he said, this is still my nail.
I just want to make a nigga hurt.
That shit matter, though. Shit like that matter, though. Like,
but listen, if I'm in the hospital,
if I'm in the hospital, you know I'm in the hospital, and we fuck with each other, and you don't even call, or you ain't saying, hey, you good, or you ain't pushed up immediately. Man,
and we was beefing, because I was paying all his bills for 2 years. Every bill and all the shit, I was paying all of his and mine, because they was trying to play like he ain't had no money, and the judge was like, well, what'd he do? I don't know. The nigga don't do nothing all day. All right, because I ain't going there either. You get what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he do.
Oh, you saw it.
He sit on the couch.
Yeah.
And I'm paying all the bills, but I'm still never crossing him like that. Yeah. So I'm the realest nigga he ever going to meet in his whole life. And that's what he missed. Because even though he is fucking me up in court, I still showed up when it mattered.
So that's what it was. Because you could have went. You could have switched.
I could have switched. I could have traded on him. Man, I could fuck that nigga whole life up. You hear me? But I don't play like that. Because...
And
bitter. But let me tell you something. I'm going to say it again for the nigga in the back. That nigga changed my motherfucking life. And I have all the respect in the world for him. I just don't want him as my husband.
It's a lot of women would have went into that hospital room with a pillow.
Okay, or pulled that damn plug.
Yeah. My life would have been a whole lot easier. And I would have been...
But when you genuinely
love somebody, I separated the two humans.
That's what
I had a
say.
Terrible husband, but that was my best friend. Mm-hmm. And I loved that man with every ounce of blood in me. If he needed a kidney, I'm giving it to him, no matter if it's 10 years from now. If he go to jail and need to get out, I'm getting that motherfucker out. And any nigga in my life got to respect it.
So just because he didn't work out as a husband don't mean he didn't work out as a friend. But
you separated the two.
If you get married again, y'all going to be that close again?
No, we not that close, because I'll end up
going
back. If you get married to somebody else, I gotta stay away from the hair room. But when he call, I'll talk shit to him. Like, he called today, I laugh, we kicked it. He like, pull up on me. No. And when he say that, I gotta go. Because he's a hell of a motherfucking provider. But I know better. I know not to go walk my ass to the crack house. You hear me? I didn't been to rehab already. I went to 3 years of motherfucking goddamn therapy to get over that nigga. Mm-hmm. So guess what? I'm not playing with. He's like, come get some money. I got some money. I just picked up $150,000. Bitch, I ain't coming. Don't worry, because he gonna give me the whole $150,000.
Wow.
And he ain't gonna say a thing. When we got married the second time, the nigga came and dropped off $200,000 and said, go buy whatever it is you want, just come back.
So what do you got to say for the women that want that type of treatment but don't have the morality and integrity that you have?
You gotta have a strong back.
They ain't putting them towels.
They ain't putting them goddamn towels.
A lot of these women have a false sense of something about themselves.
Self. They have
first
false
of all,
sense
of
self.
You got a lot of niggas that'll put them right in their play like, bitch, but that ain't nothing.
But it's that bank, but
you gotta find the nigga with the money.
No, I ain't even talking about a nigga with money. No matter, it don't matter, money
like
or not. Money or not, women come into the, I ain't say all women, I don't want to say all women. Some women come into a relationship with a false sense of entitlement.
Yeah. I agree.
That they already supposed to be something like
that a lot.
I don't care. Who the fuck is you?
It's like, bro, they don't be like that. Shit be different.
Who doing that though?
Yeah,
these niggas. See what the problem is? Why they saying these niggas sassy and all that? Cause these niggas done found that. But we worth it. Yeah. It's a shortage on us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what done happened. Niggas done start, especially the niggas who stand on business.
Yeah,
I ain't talking about the niggas, the in the club niggas, or the. On a sassy, or them niggas. I'm talking about just the 1% niggas.
Mm-hmm.
The niggas who know they got that shit together.
You lame in hell when you understand.
Nigga got my own.
You lame in hell when you understand.
I pay my own bills. I do my own insurance. Bitch, I don't need you to do my I don't need nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All I need is to do a roll my back and get my shit out the drive.
I had to learn how to do shit myself.
But most men ain't like that. The men, especially the men with a lot of money, they delegators. They not actually sitting there doing all they stuff. So when you actually doing it.
It's getting done. I ain't doing it. It's getting done though.
Okay. I thought you were saying you doing it.
It's already handled. All I need now is the nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All this shit set up is business. I got all type of motherfuckers. I got goddamn.
See, I used to date for that type of shit. Like, I don't have to worry about this shit. I used to date
for that. My schedule, Courtney going to have to let. I don't have to worry about shooting shy, Kodak. We got all type of shit. All I need now is a woman to be to at night to
my partner. That's and just it. To, yeah.
What do you need a woman for?
What you mean?
I'm saying, what do you need her for?
The companionship.
The nourishment, the nurturing.
But not just a random female.
Not just a random female, like the female that you love. Or it could be a random bitch.
The female that you love is for is basically for security too. Like, this motherfucker who's going to come see me when I have a heart attack.
It's for comfort. Yeah.
That's what you want. You want one of them to know, like, but I know, no matter if mad or not, she going to come down here if I have a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And you want them hoes for some other shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, facts.
I don't know how else to put it, bro.
I mean, it makes sense to me. As a man, I just want comfort and peace. Like, you get what I'm saying? I deal with a lot. I handle a lot of being. I go through a lot of stuff. I done buried down there my whole family. You feel what I'm saying? So I don't like arguing. You ain't getting no argument out of me. I don't even like yelling. You finna, we finna go back and forth. And I just pay everything, make sure everything's straight. You get, I date a woman. She ain't even putting gas in her car, nigga. I pull up to the house. I'm taking the car, put it, fill the tank up, park it back in the driveway. I'm a real nigga. You feel me? I handle business. I got a question, Scream.
I got some different.
I got by my granddad. I chain all. I do all that type of shit. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my granddad really did that
niggas
shit.
Ain't doing that.
But most men are not doing that. But a lot
it's
of
niggas
men
that
like,
do it, though.
But it's a lot.
I don't know.
It's niggas you can pay to do it.
That did.
It's niggas you can pay to do that.
That's how I am.
But say something to come pick the car.
Yeah.
That ain't what I do. I don't like oil in my fingernails and
but
shit.
No, like,
for sure.
Yeah.
But you get it done.
As long as you
it's
get it done,
I don't feel like
the
doing
man
it.
The man don't have to get it done, and you don't have to.
I pay a nigga to if I don't feel like doing it. Done. But sometimes I get down there and show you, hey, baby, I can change this.
All right, I got a question. Scream. So this whole conversation, you know, Bank kept saying that niggas do nigga shit. Mm-hmm. And like it's just in them, like they just like to do what they do. So for a man who's not, you know, is living on the opposite side, like how is that? How is that?
The, I was gonna say this earlier. I'm gonna cut you off. You gotta know the rules of your situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know the rules. They just get into fucking love, whatever the case is. We had a real clear. She set out the rules. I set out my rules. Look. You can do this. You can be crazy. You can be Gemini. You can do this. You can do this. This is what I can't go for.
Boundaries.
That's it.
Yeah.
We did that early on, and we did it before when we got married. We've been together 14, 15 years, married 6. But I'm going to let you know again, this I can't deal with. Mm-hmm. I will leave your ass if this happens. And let's just say in case that this happens, we got to be real about it. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? So a lot of people don't set out them rules and just have a conversation. People be fucking before they even talk.
Mm-hmm.
They ain't even talk to each other. They don't even know each other, nothing about each other, and
that's
they
the
already
problem.
Fucking.
See, my shit is kind of unique because, no, real shit, I was a kid. I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know who I was going to be. I didn't know what the fuck. Mm-hmm. It's 16 years old. Mm-hmm. She's 17. I'm 16 years old. So shit, I'm not speaking like I'm a serial killer in 2020. Serial cheater in 2024.
Hey,
I know. I ain't that nigga I was when I was 16, 25.
Right.
I'm a whole nother nigga now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm damn near gonna be running for governor in a minute.
As you should.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm
G shit.
No,
I ain't
real.
Even the same nigga. I'm a whole nother nigga, but I get that nigga who I was too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get like women. I'm gonna just say this for the dudes. Women don't understand the pressure that we don't want to put on y'all.
That's tough.
Because if I told you everything that I need you to do, you're going to feel like I'm nagging. You're going to feel like I'm some bullshit. Everything, if I try to put all the stress a bank, I'm already 5 people in my head. I'm already Gemini. I'm already fucked up. So if I'm coming up with shit for you to do out every 30 seconds, I'm going to run you crazy. Mm-hmm. So we need to delegate this and spread the tasks out.
Mm-hmm. To other women.
To everybody. Most women don't even want, listen, I know some women that don't even want you to get your business handled if they can't do it. Damn. It could be a dude. I don't even want it, don't even let it happen.
Why you ain't let
that's
me
what,
do it?
That's what I was saying about knowing the rules of the situation. There are some women like that.
There's no way I could have set no rules as a kid. That's
I'm saying yours in particular.
Me trying to set some rules now, I already done been through, so all that shit sound like it's game.
I'm talking about for the people that not 16. That's a like you said, that's a unique situation.
Exactly.
That's also a very rare situation. But what I was saying is for the people, whatever, they 20s or whatever the case is, the mid 20s, whatever, you should say to that woman, this is Atlanta. If that's what you want, you should say, this is Atlanta. This is how I'm going to kick it till I decide not to go kick it. Right? It shouldn't be no like surprise that you going to the Flame or Magic or you going wherever you going because you laid down, this is what I do. I'm not changing.
And do that first. Don't blindly do it.
But you, when you go in a relationship, are you the same person in the beginning that you're going to be in the middle? Tell the truth. All right, then. So you playing games too.
How?
How you not?
Because I'm changing as in when you say, am I the same person?
Like when you come, when women first come in a relationship and men, they bring their best person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your best.
They be
self.
Their best.
Because you're trying to win over.
Yeah,
the
they be their best.
Yeah.
And they sometimes go outside of themselves and do things that's not in their
mind. I don't need cook, but I'm finna make us some breakfast in the morning. You feel me?
Oh, I thought you meant like, I change as in like, I grow, I elevate. Because I learn the person that I'm with. And so like, I evolve. I learn like how to be more of a nurturing girlfriend or wife and things like that. That's what I'm thinking you saying.
No, I'm saying is in the beginning. Okay.
No, I'm the
when
same
when I first
person,
meet you,
I'm gonna be the same person.
Do you fix yourself up more than you do 6 months later?
Maybe if I'm like eating
in
or
the first
something,
6 months,
like,
you
would,
every time you Christian.
You never.
No, I'm yeah. the same
you
person.
Ain't out of shape like
that's,
damn.
That's I'm human nature.
No, I'm the same
that's
person.
That's got to be human nature.
Yeah, like the way person. You eat anything. Eat
no,
anything.
I mean, that's
let me
what
tell
I'm
you
saying.
Something.
Like,
I'm being the same. Sure, now, at this age, right? So I started this single life a little old. I didn't date in my 30s or whatever it was. So at the age that I am now, no, I'm going as whoever I am. But
what
I don't want to go on a fancy date. Me and him was talking in the other room. He was like, what's the perfect date? The perfect first date for me is Starbucks. I'm working. I get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't want to go get dressed. I don't want to put no makeup on. I don't want to do all that. And
I'm
I don't even know
that.
You. I live far. So if I'm not at my condo in the city, I'm an hour away at my house. I don't want to meet you. I need 3 hours. Then I got to do my makeup and all that. Try to find an outfit
that's
for a man
much.
That I don't even know. Mm. I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So when men talk to me, they be like, you just want to go to Starbucks. Let's go to Kill Me Crazy. Let's do anything
but,
where I don't have to get dressed up. I only want to dress up for the man that I actually
but guess
like
what? Guess what?
And want to get
you
to
can
know.
Also, you can also you start, feed yourself.
But once you start.
And I can feed myself.
Yeah.
And I got a nice-ass kitchen
yeah.
to cook me
so
a meal.
So you ain't depending on nobody.
Once you start liking this man and you starting to put him on the hook, you're going to be doing extra shit.
After once I start liking you, oh,
that's
shit.
What I'm saying. That's the dating phase.
I got my vice grip on
that's
your ass
what I'm
at that point.
When I first,
yeah,
when
you dating, yeah.
When I'm just trying to see if I fuck with you, hell yeah, I pull up regular, nigga. Where? Once I start liking you, I'm gonna do everything that I think you would like. One thing about a woman that really fuck with you, you don't even gotta think, bro. They think of it for you.
Because we trying to lock you in.
She
and we paying attention to
you
and we listening to you. But it's not date 1, 2, or 3. I gotta see where this thing might be.
Once you done peeked out and I'm here.
Somebody love you, they learn you.
Ho, ho. Once you done peeked the whole mood, like, nah, he consistently him.
Yeah.
That's him. Now you finna be you. The you that need to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Until I fuck up, then you gonna be the real you. You ain't doing all that shit you should do. For him.
Yeah, fat. You change up. You switch.
Not
I ain't
really.
Doing it no
that's
more.
Not the truth.
I don't want to do that.
Most women. We're not talking about the select few. We're talking about most women will come into this shit knowing, okay, she can meet a dude. I don't like that he be out in the club and meet him in a club.
Mm. And try to change him.
I don't like that he be in clubs, but I met you in a club.
In a script club.
Whatever club. Any club. I'm him. I'm doing this shit. I'm doing this date life. Now I meet you. Now you got an attitude when I come home from the club. That shit is delusional to me.
I agree.
That's fucking delusional.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, what about, what if, like, years go by and it's
I wouldn't
like,
give a fuck if it was 60 decades. That's who
just,
I am.
But I'm saying, so you don't think
but
as a person not you're
not
to supposed
grow?
To grow and change?
When I
and
want
evolve?
To, not when you want me to.
Or,
and that's
no,
fine.
Listen,
so
babe,
if it's
or,
taking you too long,
or,
like, what I'm saying is you can't say she delusional. If
that's
she,
delusional.
If she wants
that's delusional.
You to be
because
different.
At the end of the day, when you meet a dude, you're supposed to look at this person and say, if he don't change nothing about himself, can I love him forever?
Let me tell you something.
That's how you.
If I'm dealing with a
nigga
and he's 50 years old and he's still going to the fucking club, club after club after club after club, like what the fuck? Like,
why you meet me in the club then? Why was you in the club? Club? Why we clubbing?
I was in the club, but 20 years later,
but then he showed you his capability from the rip.
You're
so
not,
who lied?
You're not going to show.
Who lied?
You're not.
Who lied? Did I lie to you? Did you lie to yourself?
But in 20 years,
we
in the club at 50 years old.
But you don't want to be with no woman that don't make you want to change or do something different.
That's true.
No
facts.
That's true.
Facts. So it's like, if I'm in a club,
but most of these bitches don't. Because all she's doing is sitting with her mouth tight.
And then I'm dealing with you for 5 years or 2-3 years, and you don't make me want to not be in the club and be with you more than the club, then
right.
It ain't no growth. You ain't advancing. There's no growth in
the club. Not if I'm a promoter.
Listen.
Now that's delusional.
Listen, man.
No, but what I'm saying is, no, you can't expect for. That's what I'm saying. If I meet you and a woman and you like your hair in a ponytail, I can't expect 5 years down the line you're gonna cut a bald head because that's what I like, Amber Rose.
Right.
I can't expect that. Mm-hmm. You might want to wear that ponytail till we 70-80 years old. I can respect that because I'm looking at you for the woman. If she don't change nothing, I can love her forever like this. If she do, that's extra for me.
But
most women date niggas off potential of who they can be.
But
that's delusional.
But there are people that do certain things.
Grow well.
She gonna expect for you to
grow well. No, no.
No,
hey,
listen. You can
at 45, you meet me at 46. I'm 46 years old. You meet me at 46 years old. You think I'm finna grow?
Fuck no.
Grow well.
Nah, not 46.
You either gonna take we speaking on 30s and these folks in their 30s and 40s.
Mm-hmm.
These folks mind made up who they be.
Yeah, for sure.
We're not talking about 16. Shantae supposed to expect me to grow to be bank now and playing golf and shit. She's supposed to expect that out of me.
Yeah. I mean, men are. But I'm saying,
you meet me,
grow.
I'm already paying my own bill. Grow to what, bitch?
It is what it is.
You is who you are.
Grow to what?
Yeah. You was what you was when you got here.
I ain't going to say that, though, bro.
No, but you were. But the core part of you.
But the core part of you.
Don't expect
it.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't expect it,
bro. You can, but you can't. You gotta meet me where I'm at, bro.
She gotta be that woman.
You gotta meet me where I'm at. If you don't meet me where I'm at, that means you faking. You in this shit for somebody. You, I ain't who you want. If you want me to be somebody else, I'm not who you want.
A woman can't make a bitch ass nigga a real nigga. That's it. At his core, he a bitch ass nigga.
And you can't make no real nigga, no bitch ass nigga. I done had women call me a hoe ass nigga because I wanna do some hoe shit.
Nah, facts.
That's just what it is. Most of these women, like, we can get into a conversation right now. I have conversations with all my homegirls and shit. They say a nigga sassy because he lay down law.
Because you establish what you're not going for.
But if I don't got nothing to say, now I'm emotionally withdrawn. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Be yourself.
Be yourself and find somebody who like that.
Be yourself. That's it.
Because all you do is yabba, 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 yabba. Hey, baby, I know that shit done to make me want to slap a hoe, so I'm going to just sit back. Because I ain't in that. I ain't on that. So the shit you saying out your mouth, baby, I'm just gonna leave.
Down the street.
Huh?
Nigga gonna go to Tasha down the street.
No, nigga just leave. Now, but that's wrong. But if I stay there and be goddamn dragging down the street like Diddy, I'm wrong for that. So I might as well just let you go.
Let you go.
Because we're not a match. Mm-hmm. There's no win, bro.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
So you don't believe, I'm sorry. You don't believe that like somebody can change. Like say if I have a quality about myself that the nigga I'm dealing with may not like, or he just may not like it, or it gets on his nerves.
But a nigga say something one or two times, if you don't change, he let you be you. Am I tripping?
I mean, I don't know. But
most niggas say something like, baby, one or two times, and you ain't finna change that shit. This who she is. Nigga gonna find a way to deal with it or leave you alone or replace that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's just what it is. That's how niggas do. I'm gonna put somebody right there.
That's true.
To feel that.
But if he does say that, and I go back and I'm like, okay, well, I'm gonna make sure that I don't do that. Like, that's who I am. Like, I can't help it that every time you do something, I just snap off and I talk crazy. Like, it's just in me. That's who I am. And I'm Hispanic, so my mouth goes a little crazy sometimes. So if you got a problem with that, now it's like, okay, that's who I am. Like, I don't know if I could change that, but then I do. I do change it because
you ain't changing all this time. You ain't gonna change.
No, I'm saying, like, I end up changing it.
When? And with who?
I'm saying, like, it's in the relationship.
Well, if that's who
I
you
changed.
Are.
No, listen. But he said that there was something about me that he didn't like. And I went and I changed it for him. Not for me. Because I like talking crazy. But I fixed it for you.
But if you change, let me say this, bro. And this is going to sound ignorant. If I change something for you, I'm really faking you out. Because that's who I am.
That makes sense, too.
If I change something for you, I'm faking you. So a nigga know, like if you tell me some shit like you changing, like I let Shantae be who she wanna be so I can know what she wanna do.
Yeah.
And I love that person. Mm-hmm. Once you start doing things for me, like I go home tonight, that's why I already told her, hey, make me something to eat and just put it in the microwave. Cause I go home tonight, I know she gonna be looking like, who? I'm tired. I ain't finna try that. Because now I'm just setting myself up to be upset. That's what women do. They set themselves up to be upset with a nigga they already know the answer to. Mm. You already know what's going. You already know the outcome. So if I already know this is a she just pop off at the mouth. I know it's just to be a mute round this bitch. Like, yeah, baby. I don't give a damn what you say. We not finna argue.
They gonna cater to it. Yeah, they gonna be like, they gonna be like, oh, they gonna make her mad. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
They gonna tiptoe around you because they don't want you to do it.
For real.
They gonna find a solution.
Or if they know you like it, like sometimes people be like, I'm just doing it because Chanel want me to do it. I'm just here because Chanel.
Yeah, nigga find a solution. We find a solution.
They don't. They really don't want the confrontation. If they fuck with you, they just gonna do it just because. You get what I'm saying?
Niggas so simple.
Majority of men find a solution. Majority of women look for the problem.
Yeah. Listen. Y'all have been yapping. This motherfucker's popping. This is 200 episodes of this motherfucker.
happy 200, Kodak.
Yeah, happy 200. We in this bitch. Yeah. I appreciate everybody coming out and celebrate. I took 2 weeks off to get this motherfucker right. And the timing is perfect. Perspectives with Bank. Me and JoJo, October 25th? 25th. Yeah, 25th in the city. She gonna be there as well.
Yeah, my I need
Dr.
to pull up.
Dr. Kennard.
I'm trying to get her to do a podcast.
She bullshit.
Come to the Big Fast Network.
Nail in the coffin.
Nail in the coffin. That's hard.
I like it.
Nail in the coffin. Listen, another episode. The homies, Big Homies House, episode 200. We about this bitch. Bye.
Damn, that's it?
We ain't even getting no cupcakes. Yeah.